Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Twenty-three after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's a little Steppenwolf bringing us back. Dr. Judy Glaser is with us. Judy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including the new one, Conversational Intelligence, How Great Leaders Build Trust and Get Extraordinary Results. You can pre-order it right now at Amazon. You will take delivery around the 1st of October. Please go ahead and do that. I recommend it. Go ahead and order two because you're going to want to give one away. Judy, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book. I'm proud
Thank
of you.
You.
I'm not surprised that you would come up with another really smart book and with all the research that you're doing. Folks, this is important stuff that Judy does. She's a very serious person, but her work, as serious as it is delivered to you in plain English. Judy, thank you for that. I appreciate that very much for me, if not for my audience. Okay, let's get back to conversation. You say that there are more folks. We're talking about the power of conversation. And that's the way to say it, the power of conversation. And when we're saying conversation, folks, we're not talking about a tweet or a Facebook or LinkedIn. We're talking about hopefully face-to-face, but if you can't do that, on the phone where the voice can be heard, some kind of a connection, a human connection, not a digital connection. Right, Judy? You say that there are different levels. Talk to us about that.
Right. Exactly. So first we have to know that when we're in conversations, we're not just sharing information. We're activating the biochemical nature of our bodies so that we can have some kind of response. Without that biochemical activation, nothing happens in a conversation. And so when we're interacting, we either make people feel good about us or bad about us in 0.07 seconds.
Wow. What's it? 0.07?
0.07.
That's not even an eye blink, folks.
No, our bodies pick it up in so many ways. We're made to be receptors of each other's energy and each other's thoughts, and so we pick it up right
and this
away.
This is primordial, isn't it? Because this is how we determine friend or foe, right?
It's all about trust, and we have to read somebody about whether we trust them or don't trust them. And if we feel we can trust them, then our brain actually opens up without us having to do it.
We don't even think about it, do we?
No. No. So if you feel close to somebody and that first interaction feels good, you're going to start sharing things that you never shared before in your whole life.
How many times have you met someone, and after a little while they reach over and put their hand on your arm and say, "I feel like I can trust you."
And you know what that's doing? Now I got another body chill from you. You're amazing. You read my mind. That when we feel kind of close to somebody and we touch them, we're actually creating more oxytocin, which we mentioned in the other section. It's a signal that says to the brain, I'm willing to share with you the most important things in my mind. And that includes even if I'm not happy or if I'm upset, because when we feel trust, we can say what's really true for us. Remember, we talk about people being authentic. That's what we're doing, is we're establishing that level of conversation, and everything that flows from that engages people in a level of connectivity and trust.
Have you ever felt oxytocin online?
When I'm tweeting or when I'm... I don't care.
Never. Now, I'm not saying it can't happen, because I will tell you, I have Brain Trust members who've been with me for over 15 years. We've never met, but we have wonderful, wonderful relationships. I'm not going to tell you, folks, that you can't. I don't want you to think you can't build relationships online, because I've done it.
Yes.
Judy, you and I've worked together for years. We've only met once or twice.
Right.
So it can happen, but I will tell you, none of those have been sustained without what's going on right now, the voice back and forth.
Right.
The human voice.
Yes, but I will validate that oxytocin happens when people are connecting, because that's the nature of connectivity. But it amplifies and goes up so much. And it has to be high enough to say to the brain, not to touch, but to the brain, I'm willing to open up and share everything that's important to this person.
And you know, when I interview someone, one of the things that I require is that I have a picture of the person. If it's a new member of our brain trust, I want to see their face before I interview them.
Wow. And so the voice and the face, the visual, there's a place in the brain. No, I have to say, there's a place in the brain every time you meet somebody new. A place in the brain occurs for that person. That's their home, your brain. And every time you talk to them again, that spot gets bigger and bigger as you collect more insight about that person.
I know what you look like, but I've opened your book before the interview today to look at your face again, your beautiful face.
Oh, it means something.
It does.
That human touch, it means something. The eyes, when people look at each other and they have a positive feeling, again, that amplifies that oxytocin connection. And people, again, it elevates your trust. I can trust you. People can read in their eyes in a nanosecond whether that person.
And folks, that's not learned. That's primordial. It goes way back, and it's another reason why I continue to quote Nesbitt, John Nesbitt, who said the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want, and it's what you're talking about.
100%. So let me share one thing that the people are going to get when they get the book.
All right, 30 seconds.
Three levels of conversation. The first one is when people are really confirming what they know. That's level one, and it's low. Level two is defending what we know, where we're trying to persuade others of what's on our mind. But level three is the co-creation transformational level. That's the level where we're exchanging energy and literally changing our DNA
and
opening our ability to have more.
And that's the part that's hardest to do online.
Correct.
Hey, Judith, give us the website again, please.
It's conversationalintelligence.com. It's
check
where
it
they
out.
Can learn about the book.
Thank you, Judith. Good. Congratulations. Come back soon. We'll see you later. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.